And a very good Monday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Ode to Pain Podcast. Monday, March 4th, 2024. And the Joe Beningo Ode to Pain Podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company, by Anita Discount Tire, and of course, by DraftKings. So here we are as we are getting ready to go into the spring, getting late in the NBA season, getting late in the NHL season, getting to tournament time in college basketball. We're in the middle of spring training now for baseball, less than a month away from opening day. You know, the Knicks last night played the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Knicks have been reeling a little bit. They've lost Julius Randle. They've lost OG Anunoby. They've lost Mitchell Robinson. And then last night in their game against Cleveland, less than a minute into the game, Jalen Brunson basically bangs his knee against one of the Cavaliers, goes out for the game, does not return. You know, look, the Knicks are not going to be able to go where we want them to go without Randle and Anunoby. But if you take Brunson out of the mix, forget it. Forget about it. It is really unbelievable the amount of injuries that have hit, not just the Knicks this year, and we'll get to last night's game, but really all teams in New York, and most specifically the teams that I root for. And we'll get to this. Mike Vaccaro, the great columnist of the New York Post, maybe the top all-around sports writer in the game today, had a great article about this yesterday in the Sunday Post about all the injuries that have beset the teams in New York. And last night, you know, the injury to Brunson, you know, just the latest. Now, it doesn't look like it's that serious. I believe it was a knee contusion, I believe, is what Tom Thibodeau said last night after the game. And I don't know how long he's going to be out for. But nevertheless, the Knicks showed you something last night. One thing about this Knicks team, okay? And look, if you got everybody, if everybody's there and everybody's healthy, they're a team that can make a big, late, deep run in the playoffs. I mean, I wouldn't even rule out beating Boston in a conference final if you got everybody healthy on this basketball team. But right now, that's not the case. But they are tough and they are gritty. And last night, they found a way to get a big win against Cleveland. Knocked them off yesterday, beat them. I think it was 109-98, whatever the final score was. They wound up winning the game against the Cavaliers without Brunson and without those other guys. I know Donovan Mitchell didn't play for the Cavs. But that was a gritty win for them last night. And it was really keyed by two of the three Villanova connection guys, Josh Hart, who got his third triple-double of the year. He had 19 rebounds last night. You know, Josh Hart, for a guy that's like 6'4", 6'5", he's a tremendous rebounder. 19 rebounds, triple-double. He had 10 assists, 13 points. And, of course, my favorite Nick right now with the Italian connection, Dante DiVincenzo, who had 28 points himself last night, hit a bunch of threes to lead the Knicks in scoring. They also got a big game out of Precious Achiuwa. How good has he been? You know, you look back at that Anunoby trade for Barrett and Quickly, you know, it was all about Anunoby. You know, Precious Achiuwa looked like a throw-in, and this guy's been tremendous. What do you have, 14 points, 10 rebounds last night? I even saw him hit a three last night in this game. I mean, how good has he been? Oh, my God. He really has. They got 20 points out of Bogdanovich last night. They got a 47-minute Iron Man performance out of Deuce McBride. Are you serious? 47 minutes last night. Scored 16 points, had 5 rebounds, no turnovers. How about that? 47 minutes from McBride last night, basically playing for Brunson, and he gives you a 16-point, 47-minute, zero-turnover game in it against Cleveland. I mean, that's impressive, really. So I don't know how far this Knicks team's going to go with all the injuries. They're 36-25 on the season. They're still, I believe, still in the top four in the standings right now in Eastern Conference. I think they're still number four. You know, Cleveland's a team that's battling for that right now as well. So that really is a doubly important win for the Knicks last night. But I tell you, man, say whatever you want about them, okay? You know, and the injuries, obviously, a major factor. This is a gritty team, a tough mind. You know, they remind me a lot of the Patrick Ewing teams. They really do because they're very tough-minded. You know, they're not the defensive team that team was, and they're not as good as that team was. Not, you know, maybe they could be if everybody's healthy, but, you know, you can't say they are yet. But, boy, are they tough, and they bring it every night, no matter who's out on the floor for them. So a very impressive win for the Knicks last night. You only hope that it's going to be a short-term thing for Brunson. I'm going to have my my wife here check out. What's the schedule? Who do the Knicks play next? Because I'm not even sure. I didn't look at what their next game is, but, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see. Brunson, they're probably going to say he's day-to-day. But they are a fun team to watch, and they're a gritty team. But it's just really a shame because the injuries have really taken their toll on this team.
They play the Hawks.
When's that?
Tomorrow.
In the Garden?
Yeah.
Right? Home. All right. So tomorrow against Atlanta at home. A game, you know, really they should win. Atlanta got beat last week by the Nets in Brooklyn. So really a game the Knicks should win tomorrow night against Atlanta. And again, we'll see if Brunson plays. My feeling is he probably will not play tomorrow. You know, my thinking is that Thibodeau will sit him out. They got the win last night. You know, he'll take his chances without Brunson beating a team like Atlanta tomorrow. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But they are a tough, gritty team. And you're a Knicks fan, you got to love it. I mean, you know, what else can you say? You really do have to be thrilled with the effort they give you every night and the toughness and grittiness that they bring to the table. So we'll see what the deal is with Brunson. Now, you know, I mentioned this article yesterday by the great Mike Vaccaro, and it's so true. You know, look at the injuries, especially, and not just, you know, when you talk about injuries, not just injuries to, you know, fringe players here. You know what I mean? You know, guys that are, you know, the sixth guy on the team. We're talking about guys who are superstars. You know, starting last year when Edwin Diaz went out with that knee injury, celebrating that win in the ridiculous World Baseball Classic. Unbelievable. You know, so he goes as the premier closer in baseball, had one of the great years any closer had the year before, right? Phenomenal year for Edwin Diaz, and he goes down before the Mets season even starts. As far as I'm concerned, couldn't be more of a meaningless game than the World Baseball Classic, and he's done for the year. You start with that, and it just kind of that just kind of set the tone for the year for the Mets, you know? We saw what kind of year it turned out to be. Verlander got hurt early, was out early in the year. Marte was hurt, you know, and it just set the tone for a terrible year. And, you know, has set us up now for the David Stearns era, which is, I know they haven't played a game yet, but, you know, so far, obviously, you know my deal. I'm not too thrilled about it. So we could start with the Edwin Diaz situation. Then from there, we go to the football team. And what happened with Rodgers in something that could only happen to the Jets? I mean, let's be real about this. There is no other franchise in sports where you could have the bally, you know, all the hype and the hard knocks and everybody going delirious to wait for Rodgers while he's in, you know, in the black hole for a few days and all of that, right? All of that insanity. And then he finally comes, signs with the Jets. Everything goes, you're all pumped up with crazy opening night. He's running out with the flag. And then four plays later, he's done for the year as he tears his Achilles. I mean, it's unbelievable. And again, set the tone for the year for the Jets as they go on to a very underwhelming 7-10 season. You know, Joe Douglas with the biggest mistake probably he's ever made, not having a legitimate backup quarterback for Rodgers. And we saw what happened there. Right. So that set the tone. And then, of course, you know, as the season goes on, they lose Elijah Vera Tucker. They lose basically the entire offensive line. McGovern goes down and the season goes right to shit. So that was so typical of the Jets, and it could only happen to them. And of course, Aaron Rodgers doesn't even really get to complete a pass, and he's done for the year. This could only happen to them. And then you follow it up now with what's happened to this Knicks team. They get you all excited. They make that trade, right? For the first time in years. And I understand the team 10 years ago with Carmelo and with Tyson Chandler and with J.R. Smith and Steve Novak and all those guys that won 54 games, Jason Kidd, Rasheed Wallace, all those guys, they won 54 games that year. Mike Woodson was the coach. And, you know, got knocked out in the second round of the playoffs by Indiana very unceremoniously in six games. And outside of that, the last 25 years, 20 years, certainly since the year 2000 of the Knicks has been terrible. Terrible, as we know. And we could go on and on about it. And now finally we got a big, looks like we got a real team. They make the trade, the quickly trade, you know, quickly and Barrett for Ananobi. And as it turns out, Achiuwa, who's been great. They go 15-2 right out of the gate. You're looking at them as being a legitimate champ. Forget about making a big run in the playoffs. Maybe a legitimate championship contender. And then one by one, they start to go down. Randle goes down with that shoulder injury. Who knows when we're going to see him again. Randle, who plays all the time, right? A guy who never takes time off. There was no maintenance days for Julius Randle. And he goes down with that shoulder injury. Then before you can turn around, right, Ananobi gets hurt. And we're hearing about it. Oh, he's only going to be out. He's day to day. Next thing you know, he's out maybe 2 to 3 weeks. Next thing you know, he's getting an operation. Next thing you know, hopefully we'll see him at some point before the year's over. It's unbelievable. He goes out. Mitchell Robinson had already been hurt. And Jalen Brunson has been, you know, getting banged up all over the place. I mean, you know, let's be honest. With the way Brunson plays, he plays a very physical game. He plays fearlessly. You know, he's not the biggest guy. Reminds me a lot, and I've said this in the past, reminds me a lot of Allen Iverson. Probably not as good as Allen Iverson is this at this point. Probably, obviously, a lot nicer guy, a lot better guy than Allen Iverson was. But, you know, Iverson was a tremendous player. And, you know, the one big difference is that Brunson doesn't have the blazing speed that Iverson had. But every bit as much as the fearless and reckless player that Iverson was, and it's costing him because he gets the crap beat out of him all the time. And the officials don't really protect him either. So, I mean, so now he's out. And again, they're saying it's a knee contusion, whatever. And, you know, he's basically going to be day to day and, you know, whatever the situation may be. And now he's out for, we'll see. And like I said, I doubt seriously whether you're going to see him tomorrow night against the Atlanta Hawks at the Garden. And I wouldn't play him. To be very honest with you, I wouldn't play him tomorrow night. You got to try to get by a team like Atlanta at home where you can probably still win the game without Brunson. You know, you get a big night again from those, you know, the guys that you did last night, DiVincenzo and Hart and Achiuwa and these guys, and you take your chances against the not the best team in the league in Atlanta, but it's really a shame when you think about it, because this team was really on their way. And then the other team in the Garden that, thank God, as I knock on wood right now is healthy. I know they lost Filipino basically for the year to Rangers, of course, with that concussion early on. I get that. You know, they've had a couple, you know, Adam Fox was out for a little bit of period of time earlier. He's come back. You know, he's been healthy. You know, they did lose Blake Wheeler here in recent times. But thank God, as I'm knocking on wood again, that for most part, the big stars in the Rangers have stayed intact. Shesterkin, Kreider, Panarin, Zibanejad, Fox, Trouba, you know, Trocheck, Lafreniere. You know, these guys have basically stayed healthy for most of the year, and that's why the Rangers are where they are. They got 84 points. They're still leading the Metropolitan Division and, looking like a team that can make some serious noise in the playoffs. Now, the Rangers have a big game tonight. They play tonight in the Garden against a team that a lot of people feel is the best team in the National Hockey League, and that's the Florida Panthers. Florida went to the finals last year, lost to Vegas in the Stanley Cup Finals. Remember, they knocked off Boston, you know, the kind of year that the Bruins had last year. You had a tremendous regular season, and then Florida stunned them in the first round of the playoffs and went all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals before losing. A lot of people feel right now that the Panthers are the best team certainly in the Eastern Conference. Now, I'm not sure. I think they have one more point than the Rangers do. You want to check out the NHL standings?
Sure.
Get the entire NHL standings. My wife, who, you know, doubles as my producer here. Like, my wife is taking the role, like, the role of, all, you know, Sugar Ray Martel, right? Think about it. She's taking the role of Sugar Ray. She's taking the role of Ernie Acosta. And she's kind of like melted into the two of them, because they were probably the two premier producers I had over the years. Okay, I think the Panthers have one more point than the Rangers do, right? Is that what it is? Two more. They have 86. The Rangers have 84. Rangers have 86. I mean, excuse me, the Panthers have 86. The Bruins have 84. The Panthers also have 41 wins. The Rangers have 40. And the Rangers, I said, have 84 points. So right now, you look at the Eastern.
They have it broken down. Yeah. Eastern, Western.
Yes. You look at the, what is this, the East. You look at the East. Yeah, yeah. The Panthers with 86. The Bruins and the Rangers with 84. The Panthers have 41 wins. The Rangers have 40. And the Bruins have 35 wins. They have 14 overtime or shootout losses. Bruins. Carolina has 78 points. So the Rangers got a 6-point lead still in that Metropolitan Division over the Hurricanes. The Rangers are 40-17-4. That's hockey lingo. They're really 40-21. That's how I look at it. But nevertheless. But big game tonight against the Florida Panthers at the Garden. And, you know, really, I look at this game as a real kind of measuring stick for them. Look, it's still regular season, and you don't want to get crazy. There's still 21 games to go. You know, it's all about the playoffs. You know, I mentioned with the Bruins last year after this great historic regular season going down in flames in the first round to Florida. You never know what's going to happen. We were all excited about the Rangers last year. Right? They get to the playoffs. They jump out to that 2-0 lead against the hated Devils in Jersey. They win the two games in Jersey, and then they basically collapse, and they lose a series in 7 games. So you never know once you get into the playoffs, but big game tonight for the Rangers. And as I said, thank God for one thing that you got to be happy about, as I knock on wood for the 20th time, is that the Rangers right now are healthy. Now, the deadline is coming up March 8th. Is the trading deadline. So what is that, Thursday? What's today, 4? So 4, 5, so tomorrow's 6. No, actually Friday. So the trading deadline is the 8th, is Friday, probably like 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something. And I think the Rangers will do something. To me, they need a couple things. They need a guy to play on the wing with Kreider and Zibanejad. They don't have that guy, all right? To me, they need that guy. They got to complete that line, you know. I don't think there's any doubt about it. You've had all kinds of different guys who played there this year. You know, you had Blake Wheeler play in there. You had Jimmy Vesey play in there. Capo Caco's played there of recent, in the last few games. But that, you know, you need another guy on that line. You really do. The other thing they need is probably another defenseman. Probably. Because the one thing that's bothered me about the Rangers, and look, the Panarin line with Lafreniere and Trocheck has been outstanding. You know, they pulled that game out the other night, at least to get into the shootout where they eventually lost to Toronto. But it looked like they were going to lose the game. They were down 3-2 in the closing couple minutes. Laviolette pulls the goalie, pulls Shesterkin, and Trocheck comes up with his second goal of the game to get the game into overtime and at least get a point for the Rangers in that hockey game. But, you know, their defense... you watch these games, man, and as good as the Rangers are, there's too much time spent in front of the Ranger net, right? Don't you think so? Like, there's too many times when the Rangers seem to have a lot of trouble getting the puck out of their own zone, you know, and too many times it's come back to burn them, as good as Shesterkin has played lately and Quick has played as well. By the way, the Rangers re-upped Quick for another year, for next year. I think they gave him 1.3 for the year next year. Good move. He's been outstanding. To me, the best 1-2 punching goal in the NHL is Shesterkin and Quick. So, great move there by the Rangers. Chris Drury getting that done. But, you know, look, I mean, that's what they need. The defenses. And not only have you seen too many long stretches of periods when teams are playing in front of Shesterkin, but too many odd man rushes. I mean, how many have you seen those this year? 2-on-none, 2-on-1, 3-on-2, breakaways, too often. Have we seen that? So that to me is an area of concern, as good as the Rangers have been this year going forward as we get ready to get into the Stanley Cup playoffs. But big game for the Rangers tonight against Florida. Big measuring stick game. Garden should be rocking for it tonight. Florida and the Rangers. All right, Beningo, the Oda Pain Podcast. I'm going to take a little water. I've had some issues. I got some serious throat problems. As War said, one of the great underrated groups of all time, War. You know, I'm really slipping into darkness. Now, my wife gets very upset when I say that. But hold on. But I really am. You know, I keep reminding myself that I'm not like 40 anymore, you know? And that, that concerns me a little bit. Now, if I,
none of us are 40.
But I mean, but I understand. But you know, but the good thing is that I do go. My wife, you know, my wife will get a lot of money. But whatever. And she could finally get the hell out of New Jersey. All right, but anyway, the pain, the pain. This is what I think. This is what I think about. I think about this on a regular basis. It's all about making sure my wife is good if I'm not around anymore. You know what I mean? By the way, let me just say this too. Let's get back to a little happier note here. A couple of my guys had birthdays over the weekend. Joey and Yonkers had a birthday on Saturday. I think he's 28 now. Kenny Scarabaggio had a birthday yesterday. I heard it was an unbelievable extravaganza. I think he actually had his birthday party at the Corleone Complex in Staten Island. Kenny hit 50 yesterday. So happy birthday to both Joey and Yonkers and Kenny, my good buddy Kenny Scarabaggio. We're playing golf with Kenny later on today. I'm a little banged up. I played yesterday. What a day. How nice was the weather yesterday? Holy crap. It was like almost 70 degrees. We played at Soldier Hill, one of the county courses. Up here in Bergen County in lovely Emerson, New Jersey. But you had to walk. It was wet though. It was pretty wet. Yeah. We played 9 holes. Didn't play. I was very up and down. I had some good moves, moments, some bad moments, but what a beautiful day it was yesterday. So we're playing again today with Kenny, 133 at Paramus. Supposed to be like in the 57, 58 today, but cloudy.
Yeah. Cloudy. But, although it looks like the sun.
My wife's saying the sun, maybe. Here comes the sun, as George Harrison once said. Here we go. Exactly, right? Little darling, it's been a long and cold, whatever, lonely winter. I actually know the words, but I'm not in the mood for that song right now. Little darling, it's been a long and lonely. How's he say it again? Why am I not getting that? Why is it not there? I should know it. Anyway, let's get that. Nobody gives a damn. So anyway, I'm playing it. I'm a little banged up. I hurt my hand a little bit too. So we'll see if I'm going to be all right today. But
no, there's a saying, they shoot horses, don't they?
Right. Remember that movie? I watched it. You know, it's funny. That movie, They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Wasn't that about like a dance marathon? I think it was.
Oh, let me look it up.
I think it was. Jane Fonda, I think, was in that. Yeah, one of our all-time favorites, Hanoi Jane. She should be there
You'll
now.
Get him,
Jane. Oh my God, Jane's had a rough life. Huh? The country has done her so badly. Anyway, we don't want to get into that. We don't want to. But anyway, I'm playing at 133 with Scarabaggio and of course the Duke, the great Willie Earls today. Let's get the sponsors in. The Hackensack Brewing Company, you know the deal now. It has now been revealed, March 29th, Friday, March 29th, 3 weeks from Friday, I guess that is. We will be doing our next live podcast at the Brewing Company. You want to check it out. Have not determined who will be our guest yet. I'm working on a couple people. But March 29th will be the next one, and you know the deal. Located 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off Route 4 in beautiful Hackensack, New Jersey. Tap rooms open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 Saturday, 12 to 8 Sunday, 78 Johnson Avenue. Go see Mike Jones. Go see TJ. Go check out my Ode to Pain beer. I believe there's new packaging now for the Knicks and the Rangers. Obviously, you got the Ode to Pain beer with the Jet and Met packaging, so you know all about that. Check it out. Tell them I sent you. And again, everybody over there, Andre, I don't know if Herb's still around or not, but see everybody over there March 29th, the next live podcast at the Hackensack Brewing Company. And then, of course, you know about Anita Discount Tire in beautiful Rivervale, New Jersey, on Westwood Avenue. See Johnny, my son. See everybody over there. See Ari, his boss, does a tremendous job. Rob, one of their top mechanics over there. Anything you need done for your car, you need tires, you need your car inspected, whatever you need, go see them over at Anita Discount Tire. And again, tell them I sent you. And last, certainly not least, our friends over at DraftKings. You want to bet on anything? You tell me. You can bet on it. You want to bet on the NBA? You want to bet on the NHL? You want to bet on the college basketball? You want to bet on the women's college basketball? How about Caitlin Clark yesterday going past Pete Maravich for the all-time record for points scored in college basketball, men and women. And in all due respect to Caitlin Clark, she's no Pete Maravich. But we don't want to, but everybody knows that. We don't want to get in. Could you imagine how many points Maravich would have scored if he played 4 years and if he had the 3-point shot? But, you know, that's for enough. But nevertheless, congratulations to Caitlin Clark of Iowa. But whatever you want to bet on, yeah, you could bet on the British Premier League and soccer. You could bet on the golf. I guess the final round of the, whatever they call it, what is it? Cognizant Open at the PGA Nationals today because they had rain trouble yesterday. So we'll see how that goes. I believe Eric Van Rooyen was the leader at 14 under. Shane Lowry was right up there. This guy, Eckler, or however you say his name, Eklo, I can't think of the guy's name now, was also up there. My wife will give you the leaderboard here in a second. But I believe the final round going on today down at really one of the top courses in golf, PGA National, where water abounds everywhere. So whatever you want to bet on, DraftKings is the way to go. And as always, you know the deal. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net. So there you go.
Regarding that film?
Yes.
They Shoot Horses?
Jane Fonda,
yes.
Right?
It is about a dance marathon.
It is, right? I thought so. Because I actually did, just to say that, and not that people give a damn. When I was in college with my just wonderful first wife, I actually did one of these dance marathons. No, I did. I probably went, I don't know how long, she finally couldn't take it anymore. We went probably about 6 hours, maybe something like that. 5 or 6 hours. This is when I was young, you know, I'm 20 years old, but yeah, so I actually did one of them. I could not do that anymore. You know, but at the end, they're carrying people out. If I remember correctly, she got hurt pretty good. You know, I was out playing basketball the next day. Right. Well, I was out playing basketball the next day.
Eckrope.
So what's the leaderboard right now?
Eckrope, 16 under.
Oh, he's the leader?
Van Rooyen
is 14. Oh, so Eckrope is the leader now.
Yeah.
At 16 under. And where they don't say where is he? Yeah, I'm looking.
He's at, he must be, what is that? I can't see, my glasses on. He's on the fourth hole.
Oh, yeah.
See? Today.
Yeah. No, he's on 12. See, it says through 12. Three is what he was minus three for today.
Oh, sorry, I didn't have my glasses on.
So he's, Van Rooyen's too, he's done.
He's done for
today. Yeah, Van Rooyen's finished, so he's locked in at 14 under. Minji Lee's brother, Minwoo Lee, minus 14. Where, Cameron Young, 13 under. Where is, Billy Horschel had a big day yesterday. What happened to Shane Lowry? Where is he? Boy, he really fell down. What happened to him? He was up near the lead.
I don't know. Keep going.
Wow. Wow, there Shane Lowry dropped, huh? He's 11 under now. Wow.
He's two over.
Two over.
For today.
Two over. He's on a 12 tall or 11 tall. McIlroy, 10 under. He had that triple bogey the other day. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Where's Ricky? Is Ricky still here? I don't even know. I'm not sure where Ricky is.
There he is.
Where?
He's 8 under.
He's
even for today.
6 under. Oh, 8. 8. 8. Yeah, he can't win. All right, but that's the finish it out is today. By the way, before I go, how is it possible? I was looking at this, all right, about the college bet. How is it possible that right now St. John's, and I'm rooting for St. John's, don't get me wrong, St. John's is actually in that bracketology nonsense. They are one of the final four in the tournament, right? And Seton Hall, who's beaten UConn, UConn blew them out yesterday up in Storrs. I understand that. But Seton Hall, who's beaten UConn and Marquette, two of the top five teams in the country, they're on the bubble. They're one of the first four teams out. How's that possible? You got to explain that to me. I don't get that. Seton Hall beat St. John's twice, right? I don't understand that. It makes no sense. This bracketology nonsense. Obviously, the Big East tournament's coming up next week. It's going to determine a lot of things. But you're telling me right now that St. John's is ahead. And I know they had some nice wins. They beat Creighton now. They beat Butler the other day, St. John's. But you're telling me St. John's is ahead of Seton Hall as far as getting in the NCAA tournament right now? How the hell did they figure that out? All right, everybody, have a great Monday. Enjoy your week. I'll be back, of course, on Friday. Hopefully, I'm playing golf today with no issues. And look, as I always say to everyone, all the love.